It's been a wonderful morning of music and worship and reflection, and surely the message of hope was very clear this morning. I'm going to read Luke 2, 8 through 14. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all of the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" For just a couple of minutes this morning, I want to talk about some invitations. And this time of year, we all receive invitations, sometimes through the mail or a phone call, but they're kind of generic invitations, and we don't always respond to those. But this morning, in this scripture passage, we see a very personal invitation, and I think there's an invitation for each person who is here this morning. I want to read verse 10 and 11 again. It says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.'" And as we reflect upon these couple of verses, I want you to know this morning that Jesus is inviting you into an authentic relationship with him at different points for different people, as I'll explain here in just a second this morning. The shepherds were out in the fields minding their own business, tending the sheep, when God interrupted their lives, and God interrupted their routines, and God interrupted their schedule, announcing that a Savior has been born, the Messiah and the Lord. The announcement invitation for the shepherds was personal, because it says, "was born to you," and that's the same for us, a personal invitation. The invitation wasn't generic. It was very personal. This day had been talked about for many years. People were anticipating the coming of Christ, but maybe not in the manner in which he came, a baby in a manger or a baby born in a stinky stable. In this announcement, Jesus was given three titles, which can also be looked at as three invitations to know him deeper in an authentic relationship. The first title and the first invitation that was given to him was Savior. And Savior means to make safe, to deliver, to make alive, to hope. How are we made safe? How are we delivered? How are we made alive? And how are we given hope? Here's how. The Savior removed and took away all of our guilt. And maybe you think, well, what guilt do I have? Well, every person in this room, we have guilt, or we had guilt, because of the sin that we have against God. And as Savior, Jesus came to this earth, died on the cross, and he removed from us that guilt, that penalty, that weight in which we were carrying. The second title and invitation is the title of Christ, or also could be known as Messiah. He is Christ, the final anointed king. He's the final anointed prophet. He's the final anointed priest. And what that means is that he brings hope. And what it means is that in Christ, all of the promises that we have been given by God in Scripture are all made yes in Jesus. 2 Corinthians tells us, it says, "For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen," which means yes, "ascends to the glory," to God's glory. So to know Jesus as Savior is to know that your guilt has been removed. And to know Jesus as Christ, that invitation for those of you who are here that are already believers, and you say, "Well, I know him as Savior," and Jesus is saying, "Hey, come with me, come a little bit deeper in your authentic relationship with me. I want you to know me as Christ." And he's the giver of hope. I don't know if you've ever gotten up in the morning and you thought, or maybe you're just going through a day or a week or just a season of life, and you're like, "I just feel like I don't have any hope." And Jesus is saying to you this morning, "Come with me. I introduce myself as Christ, the giver of hope." The third invitation is to know him as Lord, meaning supreme or eternal being or the ruler of the heavens and the earth, the sovereign one, the ruler over all. After the resurrection, the title Lord became more than a title of honor and respect. Saying Jesus is Lord became a way of declaring Jesus' deity, in other words, to say that Jesus is in fact God. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, I love this, you will be saved. The statement Jesus is Lord means that Jesus is God. Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. So right now, he's extending three different invitations. And maybe for you, it's the invitation to know him as Savior. And maybe you're experiencing right now, and I often hear back from people, just the Holy Spirit is nudging you a little bit, is shaking you a little bit, is stirring in your heart a little bit. And right now what's happening, Jesus is saying, I want you to know me as Savior. I want you to know me as the one who came, was born, died on the cross, and removed all of your guilt, and you no longer have to carry that with you. You no longer have to carry that weight, that responsibility, that payment. And he's inviting you. But maybe you're here and you already know Christ. And he's saying, hey, I want you to know me as the anointed one. I want you to know me. Go deeper with me. Know me as the one who gives you hope. And for others, he's inviting you to know him as Lord. And maybe you know him as Savior. Maybe you know him as Christ. And he's saying, let's go even deeper. I want you to know me as Lord. I want you to know me as the one who's the master of your life, who's the ruler of your life. And would you let go and allow me to be that? Father, thank you for this morning. And thank you, Lord, that you sent your son Jesus to this earth as our Savior, the one who removes our guilt, as Christ, the one who gives us hope, and as our Lord, the ruler of our life. Father, I pray that you would accomplish in our hearts this morning. For each individual here, there's an invitation. And Lord, I pray that you would stir in the hearts of those who don't know you, and they would cry out to you and ask you to be their Savior. And for others, take us deeper. It's always an invitation. Take us deeper. Take us to a point in our life when we know that we can wake up tomorrow and we have hope because our hope is found in you, not in self or the things around us. And take us even deeper to be reminded that you are the Lord of our lives, that it may not make sense to us, but you are in control. You are sovereign over all. Thank you, Lord, for this invitation. May we respond. In Jesus' name, amen.